Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Terry Leach. Pitching for the New York Mets, Terry Leach. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Deion James. Batting second, the shortstop, Andrés Thomas. Batting third, the first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Mahler. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to second. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Benedict moves to second. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. James reaches second base with a double. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. James moves to third. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on James. Johnson moves to second. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leach, and towards Santana, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. James takes first base on ball 4. Mahler moves to second. Andres Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Perry steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leach. Perry moves to third. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. It's 1 to nothing, Braves. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murphy. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Strawberry moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. McReynolds scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach bunts towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbard covering, for the out. Santana moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson is walked intentionally. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James throws the ball into Hubbard, who tags Backman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Santana scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Albert Hall pinch hits for Rick Mahler. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. James hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Perry scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Acker now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of James. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santana hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lee Mozzilli pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Santana moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santana moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Santana. Mozzilli moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Larry McWilliams now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mozzilli tags and scores. Wilson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benedict moves to second. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Benedict moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Two outs. Andrés Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.